We started walking for our mental health and accidentally walked straight into a trap set by capitalism and hot pink leggings. If you've ever judged someone's water bottle or cried because you didn't hit 10,000 steps, welcome. You may be entitled to compensation, or at least a reality check.
Avocados.
Welcome back, Doom Scrollers. This week's episode on Apocalypse and Avocados is brought to you by Toxic Positivity and Cute Leggings. And yes, the leggings have pockets, but not for nuance.
Yeah.
So anyway, we're talking about internalized misogyny. Do you guys know what that is?
I have my, what's the word I'm looking for? Speculations or like ideas of what it might be. But I don't know that I know exactly what it's defined as.
To me, isn't that when you are doing something that you're supposed to be doing for yourself, but it really you're doing it to compete with other people?
Yes, that's exactly what it is. And the first one thing I want to bring up, actually, I work in a gym, which everybody knows now, is that women are super competitive in the gym. Especially it like Planet Fitness. Sorry, Planet Fitness. It's awful. But the TikTok leggings, have you guys seen those in the gym?
Oh, they're fucking awful.
The ones that are like those scrunchy shirts that used to be around when we were kids, that they like they're this big and then you wear them when you put them on, they're really stretched out. And then is that the one like it, are they like that?
They're like accordion pants.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like when I see them, but yeah, it like goes way up the ass crack and you can see a woman's sweat stains, but apparently they have to wear that to see who's going to look at them the most while they work out. And some of them aren't even lifting fucking heavy weights. They're just wearing them to wear them to get guys to check them out.
Oh my God.
Yeah. They're so tight that you can see from cooter to top of ass crack. Like it splits them in half. It's disgusting.
Yeah. It is pretty gross. I mean, I can't say it's gross all around because I'm a lesbian and I kind of like it, but.
Yeah, but they anyway. Like straddle the machines too.
Yeah, yeah. And then they leave their ass juice everywhere, which is gross.
Ew.
That's terrible.
How does it not rip? Like spandex rips at a certain point.
Terrible.
That's.
I just spiraled completely. And we're talking about misogyny. We're just hating on these fucking pants. Anyway, my whole point to that was that women, when they go to the gym, it's almost like they're in competition. Like, who can wear the most makeup? Who can dress the sexiest? Who can get the most looks or take the most pictures? And it drives me insane because that's not what it should be about.
No, it should be about your own, like, having everybody stare at you.
That reminds me of something I heard on, I think it was today on the radio. I want to say, and I might be wrong about this, I want to say Alexandria Daddario or something was exercising on her treadmill with high heels on. And
yeah, a lot of people do that, though.
Like, that seems insane. That seems dangerous to me.
It's incredibly dangerous.
What if you don't know how to wear out heels?
That just made me think of like the girls that walk down the runway and they got those really high heels on and all of a sudden the ankles are just like whoop, whoop, whoop.
I keep thinking of this one video I've seen recently. One of you might have sent it to me, and it's like the girl's walking out on the runway and her ankles just like fold, both of them, but different ways because the heels, she just, oh, it looked like it hurt.
Imagine doing that on a fucking treadmill. That's all I can think of.
It would be funny to see what happens.
Well, you would think that'd be funny to imagine the injuries.
Well, they asked for it. I didn't ask for free entertainment when he came to the gym, but here we are.
Seriously.
It turns out like the hot dogs on the stand at 7-Eleven. That would be amazing. Sorry.
I'm still baffled at the fact that somebody's walking on heels in a treadmill just to like look sexy.
I've seen it.
Yeah.
I've seen it a lot. Apparently they do it to like get their calves bigger, as far as I know.
Well, hopefully somebody doesn't actually accidentally turn the treadmill up to fucking 10.
Can you imagine? bolting down on the treadmill in heels.
It's to practice running away from men.
Yeah, I could see it.
You got to build up that strength in your legs so you can get away from the pedo that's coming at you.
Well, I mean, if you can run in the heels and then for some reason they catch up to you, at least you could take off the heel and use it as a weapon. I guess,
you're
right?
The weapon at that point.
That's a very good point. Unless the heel breaks and then you're fucked.
And then you just shove it in their eye.
Wow. We just jumped in the dark end there. So anyway.
So.
Go ahead.
Let's bring it back here for a second. We went way off topic, but do you guys feel like men are in competition at all when it comes to certain things?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think in different ways than, well, no, not necessarily different ways. I think that they are.
Yeah, a lot of the same ways. They're always trying to get bigger pecs than the other person, or you haven't seen how short the men's shorts have gotten in recent years.
Yeah, that's a good point.
How tight. It's all become a sexual thing for Instagram. That's it.
Yeah, and on the same topic of like misogyny, there's still a really big thing of guys just talking about sexual escapades with women and being praised for it, where if a woman were to speak like that, she would be called a slut or a hoe, and she can't. A woman, it's so much harder for a woman to be sexually, I don't want to say free, but
like,
yeah.
I mean, I guess you could say that, but that's not even like, I don't necessarily mean it that way, because I feel like that has a derogatory sound to it. But yeah, for lack of a better word, you can be adventurous and be sexual and you get labeled as something negative, but a guy can do it and he's patted on the back as if he's the best thing on the face of the earth.
I don't necessarily think that they're the only ones, though, because they wouldn't have the term man whore if that was the case.
Well, yeah, I'm not saying that nobody sees it as a negative thing, but it just, more times than not, women get the negative side of that more.
Yeah, that is true. And, you know, it even happens in the lesbian community. Just to tie that in, just because I'm masculine presenting, it's just assumed that I'm going to be a player or the fuck boy. Essentially. And that's not the case. Some of us are actually nice. And like genuine people who want relationships. We don't want to just like hook up.
I think that that kind of goes in the gay community too. I think that there are certain groups or tribes, as we call them, I guess, that get viewed as being more likely to be players.
Really? Yeah. Is it just a certain group of gay guys, or is
twins.
I don't know. Well, that's what I was going to ask. I didn't want to say it unless it's offensive.
Yeah, twinks are typically expected to be more promiscuous.
Yeah,
everybody wants to throw it in them. I don't know why, to be honest. Like, their ass is so small, it looks like it hurts.
My God.
Like, bone to bone.
I can't.
That's not good.
Not a
good. Anyway, sorry.
Oh.
Please continue.
Sounds like you could break something.
Yeah, you can break your freaking hip bones by gyrating into their cavernous anus.
Oh my God.
My word. What the fuck? Anyway, let's bring it back here. What about, let's talk about associating thinness with discipline and self-worth. How do you guys feel about that in terms of like, I feel like it's a thing socially for women that they associate being thin with like being beautiful. And the thinner you are, the sexier you are. And I feel like it leads to a lot of like eating disorders or women thinking that they need to look a certain way just to please people.
Yeah, I completely agree. Mm-hmm. I think there's a lot of pressure put on people in general, but women specifically, to look a certain way that society has decided they need to look to be considered beautiful. And I think that's kind of crazy, because I think that there's so many different ways that people and things in general can be beautiful. I don't think everything needs to fit the same mold. I think it gets really boring. Then.
Some people don't fit into a mold, period. Anyway, yeah, I feel like, yeah, there are societal pressures to look a certain way, especially in Asian communities. Their beauty standards for the most part are like, I know they differ from Chinese to Korean and stuff, but their beauty standards tend to be like on the slimmer side, paler skin, heart-shaped lips. But it's unattainable for everybody. Like, there are some people that live in hotter climates that are tan and don't necessarily fit their beauty standards. And it can really affect your mental health when you're trying to focus on everything that you need to change about yourself in order to look like someone else, when being you should be enough.
I completely agree. You just went soft on us. You never did that.
Well, I can bring it back to the mold. I also said anus, if anybody, anal cavity instead of asshole. Oh, wait. I said it now. Shit.
Oh, there he goes. We went one episode without it. One whole episode without it.
I said the word. I didn't talk about the bodily function or what the excrement.
I don't think we've gotten there yet.
Yeah. That's for later in this episode.
I'll try not to. It just comes back to it, okay?
Well, Peter, I think that what you brought up is a really good point about why representation of different cultures is so important in Hollywood and on TV and everything. Because when you're only seeing one type of person, let's say a white person, because that's what people were seeing for so long, then they start to compare themselves to the way that those people look. And if you are a person of color and you don't have the same features, you start to not question why or want them, but you start to maybe look down on some of yours when you shouldn't. And I think that now that there's more diversity in Hollywood and in music and everything, where we're seeing all these different looking people, it makes people understand that there are so many different ways that people can be beautiful. So many different ways that people look.
No, I agree with you there. I want to bring it back to like American Idol. I remember there was a season of American Idol that I watched when I was a lot younger. And there was, I don't remember if it was a guy or a girl, but that's besides the point. But anyway, the person that was singing wasn't the like best looking person, and they were overweight. But their voice was absolutely beautiful. And I remember one of the judges saying, you're not going to win because of how you look.
Yeah.
And that really bothered me, because I'm like, at the end of the day, this person's so freaking talented. And it's just shitty that you have to look a certain way in order to, get a job.
It's true.
For me, when I had the implant done on my tooth, we only had it done because it was my front tooth. No one was going to hire me for an office job if I looked like a fucking can opener. So mom and dad got me an implant so that I could be societally acceptable, so that I could work behind a desk where no one would see me, mind you. Doesn't make any sense. It's like somebody putting makeup on when they work at the radio.
Just want to feel good.
No way. Hide your can opener tooth.
Yeah. It's like, I get it. It draws your focus in you automatically, but we're not talking about me. Never mind. Instagram, like, I feel like people just do this so that they can. The biggest issue with it is that people do this and they try and put themselves in a mold, and then they go on Instagram and take pictures so that people see how well their progress is going and looking like somebody else, or how much they're doing to like compete with everybody else. And you, the only person you should be in competition with is yourself, because at the end of the day, that's the only person that really it's affecting.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I think that a lot of social media plays into the fact that people feel like they need to be competitive or look like other people. And I'll bring it back to fitness again. That's because you mentioned it. People see pictures on Instagram of like fitness influencers and what their bodies look like when they're flexing and they're in a perfect light. And these people that want, you know, admire them want to look like them. And it's like, everybody's different. You're not going to look like, and not only that, but they're flexing in good light. So you have to be realistic with yourself, I guess. I was going to say reasonable, but realistic with yourself in the sense that you're going to look like you, regardless of how hard you work in the gym. You're never going to look like that person because you're built different. Everybody's different. So there really shouldn't be any competition or things like that. And a lot of the shit you see on social media is fake.
Yeah, I was going to say that too. Mm-hmm. We've talked about it before. People curate their social media to the point that you think you know what's going on in their life. Excuse me. You think you know what's going on in their life, but it's really not what's actually happening on a day-to-day basis. They're just showing you what they want you to see. And another, like you're saying, posing in really good light. You don't know if those images have been edited with filters or Facetune or something to enhance them in some way. And that's part of why they look so good. I think what people really need to focus on with, not so much with, well, with fitness too, because like you said, you're not always not going to look exactly like somebody else. You just need to be happy with how you look. Do what you need to do to be happy with yourself, because at the end of the day, you're always going to be yourself. So just be the you that you want to be.
Right. We're getting really touchy in this episode.
I would like to point out that these people that go into the gym, these fitness influencers, this is literally their job. Their job is to be pretty. They sit at the gym every day, every fucking day, and they can work out as much as they want because you're watching them. They're getting the clicks. They're getting the views. They're getting the hearts. You're sending them presents on Facebook Live, and you're literally paying them to make you feel bad about yourself.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
I didn't think about it that way. But you're right. They have plenty of time because they don't work a 9-to-5 to go into the gym and work on their bodies and their physiques and to edit their photos and videos and whatever other content they put up.
It's kind of like actors when they get a new role where they have to take on a new body type for it. And they go into the gym and they work out with these crazy routines for a few months. And suddenly they come out and they're ripped. And it's like, holy shit, how did you do that? But it's because they had the time, because that was what their job was at that point, is making sure that they looked like that role.
Yeah, and they...
Let's be honest, bitch eat one cracker a day.
Well, yeah, some of them do.
They do. They do extreme dieting to get into shape for certain roles like that. And it's like Peter said, one cracker a day.
Nobody wants to suck on a boiled chicken breast. Plain ass fucking thing.
What in the white
with hell? Three carrots and a broccoli for it.
Yeah,
that sounds like the worst fucking dinner ever.
The whitest dinner ever.
Yeah, you don't even get the frigging W on that stuff. Whitest.
White.
Dinner.
Very white.
Come on, that fucking like petrified white ass chicken breast in the container does not say yum to me.
There's got to be...
Put some chili flakes on it.
I was going to say, there's got to be some healthy ways to season things without like screwing up your macros or whatever you're counting this week.
Yeah, salt, pepper, and barbecue sauce.
Honestly, you want to know something? When it comes to seasoning, that shit doesn't even matter. You can put whatever seasoning you want on it. It's not going to affect anything at all.
It's the sauces, right? That's typically where all the extra calories and stuff comes in.
Yeah, like pasta sauce or barbecue sauce, honey mustard, like all that. That's where the calories come in and that's where the fat comes in.
Yum. Don't eat the white ass boiled chicken breast that looks like it's got rigor mortis in your fucking container. That you food prepped at the beginning of the week and now it's cold as shit, and then you heat it up and it smells funky. Okay? It smells funky. Throw that shit out and eat a slice of pizza.
That's
and then take a picture of it. Sorry.
That's the other thing, too, that these fitness influencers put up is most of them will put up them eating that boiled chicken or rice or vegetables. They don't put up that they actually eat real fucking food. I eat burgers. I eat pizza. I don't give a shit. It's realistic.
Yeah, and then meanwhile, they're over there freaking carbo loading on beer and freaking cheesy poofs. I eat these freaking white ass fucking carrots and shit. Those carrots look really bad, too. They always look bad.
White carrots?
Little containers. No, not parsnips. I'm talking about in the container.
I thought that's what I was talking about, too.
No, when they have the container, it's always the same container. It's like the, what do you call it? The bento boxes. And they feel the need to separate it from the carrots and the broccoli as if that makes a difference because it's all going to go in your stomach and it still looks nasty when you separate it. Just let it all touch and that might even look more appealing. Put some fucking salt on it. Sorry, be real.
Sorry, can we talk about that for a minute? People whose food can't touch. And I'm sorry if any of our listeners, if that's how you feel, but I don't understand it because I don't have that phobia, I guess we'll call it. But
your food is high-fiving in your fucking stomach.
Yeah. How have you gotten through life?
It's all going to the same place. Like, I never understood that either. Or the people that eat one thing at a time on their plate. Mix that shit.
Who does that with Chinese food?
That's funny.
Yeah, I do that, but it's not because it can't touch. That shit could like hadouken each other.
He just eats it in a specific order. He starts with one thing, eats all of it, and moves to the next.
But you know, like, you need to realize that they can't touch on the plate, but you're using that same fork to touch, cross contaminate
in that same mouth
before you put it in your mouth. Yeah.
You need 7 forks and 17 mouths.
Just so you know, not all of the food that you've chewed and swallowed is gone. There's still some in your mouth when you eat the next bite. So
petrified chicken breast has COVID. Okay. That petrified chicken breast is going to give you COVID.
Oh my God.
Push it away. Sometimes you need to say no to the fork. Okay.
You are insane.
He spiraled big time.
Completely. We were talking about misogyny.
Yeah. Well, not
anymore. I feel like I need to look a certain way when I look at that food. That's how I would lose weight. I would just see it and I'd be like, not eating.
You're
not
like the,
eating.
You're like the lady in the videos that is, she has like cookies in her hand and she sniffs the cookies and then she's eating the lettuce. Pretending that it's the cookie.
It tastes so good.
Fucking rabbit food.
Oh my God.
I would rather die if I had to suck on cabbage leaves for the rest of my life.
Oh, no thanks. I like cabbage, but I don't want to suck on them for the rest of my life.
Misogyny.
Yeah, I mean, internalized misogyny, I think that that is such a big thing, especially the women competing with women aspect of it, like Carissa was talking about, or actually I think you both mentioned it. You see it everywhere. You see it all over the TV. You see it in your real life. It's just, there's constantly people. I mean, it happens in male culture too, but it really happens so much with women. There's so many women who tear other women down when they should be either building them up or just looking at the situation differently, because if it was a man, half the time, even those women would see the situation different. And I don't think they realize that sometimes, because they're just so used to what society has told them that they view it this way. It's almost like having a tiny Andrew Tate sitting on their shoulder, just chirping in their ear constantly.
Don't get me started on that fucking ass wad. Oh,
I don't know.
Just give him some heels and put him on a treadmill.
So is this the guy that walks on the treadmill and heels? You're gonna have to tell me because I don't know who this is.
No,
he's a hardcore misogynist.
That's why I don't know. I already don't like him.
Yeah, he's him and his brother are in trouble right now for sex trafficking.
My God.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's not even a misogynist at this point. He's chauvinistic. He's one of those people that just sits there and says women can't do the same thing because they're not, they don't have the same bodies or the same hormones as men, so therefore they're inferior. He's a complete and total chauvinist.
Yeah,
he's like a dick.
Yeah, he believes that women only have like one purpose, to serve men or something fucking stupid like that. And then he also believes that jerking off is gay.
The fuck?
There's that, yeah.
And that's the reason that he's an asshole.
I was going to say, he must live a really sad life. He doesn't masturbate. He's probably not getting any.
There's no relief.
Buddy, he's miserable.
Yeah.
There's no relief is right.
That's he makes why people miserable.
He makes people miserable because he is, let's be honest. Yeah.
Awful. That is awful.
He looks like something that you pinched off too soon in the toilet.
He does, kind of, actually. I was going to say, you know what the perfect example of internalized misogyny is? All of the maggots, I'm going to call them the maggots because I'm talking about the female ones, who support these fucking anti-abortion laws and all this other shit. Yep. That's being put through that affects women's bodily autonomy. That's just fucking ridiculous. Take a deep look at yourselves.
That pisses me off because it's like, this is going to affect you. You may think it's not, but it will affect you. And like, how fucking dumb can you be? How dumb can you be to support something like that? Yep. My body, my choice. I don't care what anybody else has to say about that.
Absolutely.
I think that they don't realize the extent of what thing that choice is, because should it come down to them having to deal with it in their personal life, then they'll be offended that somebody made the decision for them.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're idiots.
Some of these people, their parents should have used birth control. I'm just saying.
Well, it just goes back to like that comedian we saw the other day said how he hangs out in gay bars, and someone said, oh, I don't know how you do that. Oh, I don't know what I would do if a gay guy hit on me. Oh, don't have sex with them. If you don't like abortions, don't get an abortion. But it doesn't mean you get to choose for everybody else in the world.
Right, exactly. Everybody should have a choice. But again, I mean,
you just twat blocked half of America.
Right. Literally.
That's terrible.
The other way to look at it is, what if you told a man to go get a vasectomy? How is he going to feel about that? Like, he doesn't have a choice. Like, you just have to go get a vasectomy.
Yeah, they'd be pissed. But yeah, which is reversible. Like, so it's like, deal with it, buddy.
But that's what I compare it to. Yeah, you go get a vasectomy, stop having sex with 27 women and getting them all pregnant. And because now they can't have an abortion. And now you got 27 that you don't want to take care of. I just spiraled. Sorry.
No, it's fine. The government will take care of them. And then you can't reap the benefits because there's no money in the fucking system
for
27 children.
Yeah.
They fucking octomommed it.
You're right. All right. Let's bring it back here because we went spiraling again, as usual.
That's our style.
I want to talk about the hot girl walk. You guys were just telling me about this, and I had no idea about it. Coined by Mia Lind from TikTok.
Yes. I don't know a lot about it, but I have heard about hot girl walks. And essentially, my understanding is that it's bringing mental wellness into fitness, or the combining the two of them, so to speak.
Yeah.
It's like when they film themselves and they're going on a walk with music and stuff, and they're just keep saying positive affirmations, and they are live streaming it. So it's just brings it back to people doing it for attention. And then it turns out that their life actually sucks.
Do you think there are people that actually do it for the right reasons, not just for attention?
I think there are people that do it to keep up with the trend rather than doing it for the right reasons. Like, you should walk to feel better, not because fucking Mia is walking around in her yoga pants with her cooter snatched to her fucking belly button and she's talking about how you should love yourself. Yeah, I am great. I am worth it today. You are worthless, bitch. Leave everybody else alone, okay? Put some good music on and put some heels on and go walk on a fucking treadmill on 10.
Apparently, she walks and gives, like, affirming goals and practices attitude and all these things, and you just tore her to shreds.
I feel like she may have started it for the right reasons, but then maybe it spiraled into, like, a trend that other creators used for attention.
Yeah.
But it does sound like her motives were, I don't want to say pure, but good.
Her intentions were genuine, yeah. Essentially.
Well, let's say that, but money can affect anybody.
No, you're right.
In a negative light. So she could just be sitting there saying, you are going to do well today. Your ass looks great. And then on the end of that, she's making $1,000 for every frigging click that she gets.
Yeah, that's a good point. And then she's
easy to lie to people for money.
She could put her phone down after she records that video and she'd be like, my life fucking sucks. I hate this. Yes. I hate all of this. Fuck you all.
Yeah. She's like, I'm about as deep as a puddle. She's triggering. Ridiculous. Yeah, it's not like, it's not hot girl walks. It's sad girl wandering. That's it.
Sad girl wandering. I can't.
So essentially what you're saying is it's like, I'm trying to think of what I would compare it to. It's like a, what do we call it? Mindfulness, wellness, mindfulness, self-care.
It's both.
Self-care, but marketable.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that she might have started out as trying to inspire people. But now, if you keep doing it, you wanted that trend to catch on. And now you have people out there doing that trend that are trying to keep up with you. And some of us heifers can't fucking breathe, okay? And we're on live here, and we're trying to be like, oh, Mia can do it, I can do it. No, you cannot. Okay. I positively cannot do this. That is my affirmation. I positively am not going to fuck myself up because Mia told me.
Does she walk sad?
I don't know. She's probably got little legs. She sounds like.
Oh my God.
I don't know.
Do you think that some of her content, maybe it does influence people to make better decisions in life and, you know, not Hannah Baker it?
Yeah, I definitely think so. I mean, from what I found, she started it in like 2021. So that's kind of in the middle of the pandemic. Yeah. So I would like to believe that she had good intentions for it and that, you know, it does help some people. But. Hmm. You never know.
Yeah.
It helps me stay put.
I don't know. Like, I sometimes find myself scrolling through reels or TikToks or whatever, and I like to hear the positive affirmations or, like, you are loved today. But then some of them, I don't know, some people feel really genuine. Like, Trent Shelton, I like a lot of his content. I don't know if you guys know who that is. He's been around forever. Like, before TikTok was even a thing, he was putting content out on Facebook. And it was all just, like, mindfulness, wellness, positivity. Like, he talks about his own real life experiences and the shit that he's been through, and he's come through it all and he's still here. He's had his ups and downs, and I think he does it truly for the right reasons, for pure, and he has pure intentions.
Yeah.
I really enjoy it because, like I said, he's been out since, I want to say, Facebook. Maybe I was a teenager, and he's still putting out content now on TikTok, Instagram, everywhere.
Oh, wow.
Did he do a hot girl walk?
So, well, that's what I'm kind of getting at, is he essentially started the hot girl walk, but it wasn't called the hot girl walk. I want to say hot walk so bad.
We're just going to call it hot walk.
Let's call it hot walk.
But it's the same thing. Like, do we actually think these fads work? The hot yoga. For example,
how did we go from hot walk to hot yoga?
Sorry, I went off topic. Continue.
I think if it gets you up and moving, then it's doing what it's supposed to do. You know what I mean? If the goal is to be more active and or to get people to be more active and to get people exercising, then for the most part, yeah, I would say that they work to get people started. It's a matter of whether or not people stick with it and see it through, I guess, or whether it works for them, because not everything's going to work for everybody. Some things people aren't going to like hot yoga. Some people aren't going to like hot girl walks.
She's not inspiring me.
I like hot girl walks.
Doesn't work.
I didn't even know what the hell it was until we started talking about it, but I mean, I'm all for it.
I do it. I get hot just thinking about walking.
Chris is going to have to host hot girl walk me. For all of our viewers.
I'm hot girl walk. I can't fucking say it.
I just want a hot walk.
Yeah, that's what I want to do. I can't even say it.
Well, I guess it might be working. She's inspiring me to not move.
Oh,
I mean, it's. I guess it's a good thing because it's one. It gets you outside. It gets you moving, like Sean was saying. And if it doesn't feel like a punishment, it's helpful for your mental health. It's just like kind of when I was talking about fitness and wellness and mental health overall, like getting your body moving and just taking your mind off of whatever is going on in the world and getting outside, it helps.
Yeah.
But now I'm going to hot walk it.
Wait.
I mean, for some people, it's must be inspirational. And it probably does help people. But I think that the fact that you're capitalizing on it and you're leading people to believe that you do it just for good intentions when you really don't. You're doing it for the money too, because you're now getting paid all this money so that you can go on hot girl walks every single day.
I see what you're saying.
That makes sense.
Be honest and just say you're not doing it solely to inspire people to be healthy. You're doing it because they have added benefit of money.
That's very true.
I would think that people were more genuine if they just admitted that it's not all about your mental health and your well-being. It's also so that I can live financially.
Yeah, that's true. But then don't you feel like also, well, it also in the sense kind of ties into misogyny because, again, we're promoting people comparing themselves. So I don't know how she looks in her videos or what she wears. Or you were saying, like, I don't know, cute little two-piece outfits or whatever, but then people probably want to wear those outfits or look like her or dress like her. And then here we are again, competing.
Right.
Get what I'm saying?
Yeah. From what I saw, it said that typically she would pair it with like matching athleisure sets, Stanley Cup water bottle, Stanley Cup bottle, water cups. Oh my God. Water bottles and podcast playlists.
Yeah, it's yeah. So that's those all of those things, and then people. Well, I mean,
so Peter, you're right.
Put our podcast there.
Yeah, if our podcast is on the playlist, then it's okay.
and then we're fine with it. But then the other,
she'd kill herself if she heard what I said. That'd be terrible.
The other
I might feel something.
I can't even be serious with you.
Sorry. Sorry,
insane.
Mia.
Insane.
So what I was going to say is the other thing is, what is she tracking her steps when she's doing this too? Because then are people going to want to walk that many steps? And God forbid they don't get that many steps. They're going to lose their fucking minds.
Oh my God, seriously.
Let's be honest. She puts her pedometer on her dog. And then at the end, she like picks it up. And she literally just goes around the corner. And at the end, she picks the pedometer off her dog and she's like, oh my God, 12,000 steps. The dog's been going in circles for 2 hours.
Takes a sip out of her Stanley cup. Oh, yeah. So par-
it's so cold still. So yeah, you're carrying a freezer, bitch.
It can go one of two ways. It can either motivate you or make you feel like complete shit.
Basically.
it causes people to compete and that shouldn't be the way. Like, there's We were never designed to be judged on such a large scale all at once.
Yeah.
And people, that's one of the biggest problems with social media. You are always comparing yourself to the millions of other people that are on there, especially hot walkers, because you want to be one just like them. You want to be cool, so you buy a Stanley Cup. You want to be hot, so you buy all of this Lululemon and pull your fucking pants to your chin. And now you're walking uncomfortably, just walking fucking bowling shorts, whatever. But this athleisure wheel where has just brought it to another level of competition. Like, how much can I spend on this, these freaking fashions so that I can go to the gym and look better than the other people or as good?
Well, you know what? Go ahead, Sean.
I was going to say that brings up a really good point of kind of what we've touched on a little bit, but when does wellness become another form of capitalism? We're talking about all these things and how, you know, people are comparing, or then there, you got to have your Lululemon, you got to have this outfit, you've got to have this water bottle, you've got to go to this gym. At what point in time does it switch over from being wellness to just being capitalism or marketing for another company?
That's a good point.
Interesting.
Because most,
I said thoughts.
Well, I was going to say, I mean, if you're going to the gym, your full face of makeup or whatever, and it's like, oh, where'd you get your makeup done? And you went over to what, I don't know what the store, Ulta. I always want to say Ultra. Ulta, is that the store?
Yeah.
You went over to Ulta and got your makeup done. I mean, yeah, I guess you're advertising and marketing for them. Or if you're wearing Lululemon, like you already mentioned, which, by the way, do they have pockets?
I mean, you have your prison wallet.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Oh, my God.
Anyway,
I'm sure they do, because they have to keep up with the other brands.
I think it does become a point where it does become a marketing scheme for other companies, like clothing lines. It could be Nike, it could be whatever, New Balance is the new in thing. But anyway, that's the point. But I do feel like then it just becomes about looking good rather than feeling good, and then also trying to make a buck off of it.
Yeah.
Especially on social media. When you're posting all your pictures at the gym and you're flexing, but there's nothing to flex there. You're just flexing your outfit, essentially.
Yeah. It's like people just want to appear one way so that people have, so everyone else has a different idea of their life than what it actually is. And I think people really need to start just reclaiming the joy in their life without having to post about it all the time. Listen, I do social media for a living, and I get it. It's the nature of the beast to be on there. And if you want to be trending, or if you want the algorithm to pick you up, you have to be doing it. But come on, you don't need to post every aspect of your life. It's just live a little in the moment. Have some fun. Play with your dog or your kids.
I agree.
It becomes debilitating to your psyche when you're sitting there and you feel like shit because you ate a donut. And then you see these TikTokers that only eat kale.
Mm-hmm.
So it's damaging to your mental health. It's not okay. Like, you should just focus on you. Eat the fucking donut with extra sprinkles. Feel great because you ate the damn donut. And stop worrying about these kelp suckers.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
It's very unhealthy.
It is unhealthy. It bothers me that a lot of people nowadays don't live in the moment. I've found myself, you know, I've gone down the rabbit hole of social media and posting a million things. Within the last four years or so, I've started to appreciate not being so present on social media. I mean, obviously I still have a presence there, but I like to keep my life private to an extent. And I also like to live in the moment. Like, maybe, yes, I'll take a picture if I'm out, you know, with my partner or you guys for that matter, and we're out doing something fun. And I'll throw it up on the internet like, oh, we're here and we did this. But I don't want to document the whole thing or everything that we're doing, because I feel like at that point, it takes away from the actual socialization and the fun of being in the presence of those other people.
Absolutely.
That's the problem. People are just posting to make people think they have this perfect life, that everything's together. And it's detrimental to other people's health, and they're not thinking about other people. They're just thinking about, how can I look good online? But you're not thinking about how damaging you continuing to post that picture, and people get envious, and then people start competing with you. And then at the end of the day, people are just like, oh, I didn't reach my goal because I don't look like them. I don't have that kind of money so that I could wear the same shoes as them. And then you feel like shit about yourself.
I want to talk a little bit about the TikTok trends where it's like, what I eat in a day. Oh my God.
Didn't we cover this enough?
What I eat in a day video, and how those can be kind of detrimental to people and their mental health, or people may think they're eating the wrong things because they see shit like this.
Yeah.
I'm going to do one of those.
Oh my God, please do it.
The vegan teacher's going to come for you.
The vegan teacher can suck the fattest fucking dicks. Okay.
Now she's definitely going to come for you.
Oh, I'm so afraid of something that looks like it should live in a fucking cave. She's vegan. She doesn't have enough protein. I can just flick the bitch and her bones would break. Anyway. Moving on.
Back to Chris's what you eat in a day.
Yeah, I don't want to watch that vegan ladies videos. I'll tell you that right now. I'm not interested.
I would just get in front of her and eat chicken nuggets right in her face.
I have a question for Carissa. Do you feel like those videos are performative?
Yeah, for sure. Some of them are just like to show how much they can eat in a day.
But I also feel like some of those things, they do them so that they can make people envious of how much they can spend. To because they're like, oh, I can go over here, I have a private chef, and this is what I eat in a day. Like, that's not realistic. They're not life goals.
You're talking about the ones that go to like Erewhon and get the Hailey Bieber strawberry.
Don't give them any more airtime with their fucking $50
skin smoothie.
How come I haven't seen those videos? I always see there's this one kid, I don't even know his name. He's got like curly blondish hair, and they're like, all right, only eat fast food for a whole day, and he'll like go to McDonald's and eat everything on the fucking menu, and this kid is like not fat, and it really pisses me off. He's shredded, and he'll spend an entire day eating like 10,000 calories, and he doesn't get fat.
How do people do it?
I don't know.
I think about McDonald's
and my ass just went.
Yeah, I was gonna say, I think about McDonald's and I go up a pant size.
Yeah, seriously. I don't even eat it because I go up a pant size the next day after eating it.
You're bloated. It's the chicken nuggets. The vegan teacher will tell you, don't eat the animals.
Oh my God, the video you sent me of her outside of the McDonald's, like singing to them about changing their whole menu to be vegan. I was like, they would lose all their customers.
She really did that?
I sent it to you.
It was so fucking crazy.
She still has no idea who the vegan teacher is.
I'm going to have to look at this later.
She's crazy. We're going to have to share one of her videos on social media, unfortunately.
You know what would have been funny? If that day that she was outside the McDonald's singing about how it should be vegan, if somebody just fucking ran her over.
You know what's great? I was thinking, as you were saying, what would have been funny? I was thinking, if someone just hit her with a car.
Yeah, somebody just comes through the drive-thru, sees the bitch screaming about vegans and how McDonald's should be vegan, and is like chowing down on a fucking Big Mac and just runs her over.
Fuck you, bitch.
Fuck you.
Said the quiet part out loud.
Now she's coming for all of us.
To say these things. You're going to manifest it.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean that. God forgive me. But yes.
Forgive me for thinking about hitting the cave dweller.
Oh my God.
We're all thinking it.
Back.
Yeah.
Carissa said it.
That's right.
Back to the videos that Carissa was talking about. Do you guys think that that's what they show you is actually what they're eating? Or do you think they are trying to make you think they're only eating certain things to be really healthy, or and vice versa, make you think that they're eating more than they actually are?
I think a little bit of both, honestly. There's one person that I follow. She's a fitness influencer, and she used to be overweight, And so she does the what I eat in a day videos to show like how she's lost weight, because she does like online personal training and nutrition coaching and things like that. And when she was eating, I felt really sorry for her because I was hungry watching her.
Was it the boiled chicken breast?
That or like a Muscle Milk or a Core Power drink, maybe like a protein bar, this little serving of chicken and vegetables. It made me sad.
On that topic,
sad, and I didn't even see it.
As a personal trainer and being certified in nutrition, how do you feel about things like meal replacement shakes, and or like not necessarily the shakes, because I know a lot of times the shakes have a lot of more nutrients, but people who will replace a meal with, for lack of better example, Ensure, something like that, just a drink that isn't necessarily going to give them all of what they probably should get.
You should never replace any of your meals with a drink. It is a good source of protein, don't get me wrong. Like those protein drinks or the ones you can buy at the store or whatever that are already pre-ready, like the Premier drinks and stuff like that. It's not a meal replacement. It's a good way to get protein, but you should always have some source of food with it because you're still going to be hungry because it's just liquid.
That makes sense.
Hungry.
I'm hungry talking about it.
Yeah. I love shakes just as much as the next person, but I want a fucking pizza.
Honestly, if you make your own protein shakes, they're more filling than going to the store and just buying one that's already pre-made.
Are we talking protein shakes or protein shakes? It is Pride Month.
Not that protein shake, Peter.
Sorry, a little bit of your...
You know, I was thinking it, but you said it.
Speaking of Pride Month, we will have a Pride minisode coming out soon. I'm not sure exactly when, but we will be getting one of those together and releasing that for you very soon. And I'm also working on a Pride playlist to share with everybody on Spotify. So look forward to that.
List. I got some lesbian stuff for you.
Yeah.
No.
Send it to me so I can add it.
Yeah, let's just say I got my white girl on.
Love it.
As long as oh, you saw those like country songs. No, we can't get off topic. Sorry.
The one that you're sending? The one you sent, Peter?
No, we're not talking about that.
That's for another episode.
We're talking about misogyny and chicken nuggets.
I want some chicken nuggets right now.
Chicken nuggets sound good.
You think that if I start on that, I'm not going to stop. So we're going to get back to this and how people hate themselves because of other influencers.
What do you guys think about the 75 hard?
What is that?
That sounds like an orgy.
75 hard it's when you have to commit to two workouts a day. One workout has to be inside. One workout has to be outside. There's no alcohol for 75 days.
Well, I'm out.
No cheat. No cheat meals at all. And you have to commit to like either reading an excerpt from a journal, a book or whatever, or journaling yourself for 75 days.
Okay.
This sounds like cult behavior.
I was going to say, this sounds like I'm in prison or something, but yeah, I'll go with the cult behavior. Don't get me wrong. I think those things are all great things to do, but I also think that putting that like stipulation on yourself, you've got to do all of this stuff, can just be a bit overwhelming sometimes. If it works for you, great. Love it. Love that for you. I cannot see it for me.
I've seen a lot of people do it and go through with it and they do great. They get amazing results. But then once the 75 days is up, they end up going back to their old habits because it's just not sustainable and they gain all the weight back.
Yeah, that's how I feel it would be. Like, you may get through it, but then as soon as you're done, you're going to not necessarily binge eat, but you're going to fall back into old habits because, like you said, it's not sustainable. You're not going to be able to stay doing that for the rest of your life all the way through.
And yeah, I tried to do it. I want you guys to know that I lasted one day.
I'm sorry, you lost me at not drinking.
I like cakes and cookies too much.
For real.
I don't, it sounds like cult behavior. Like, you shouldn't. No, that's too much. This is another thing. It's just like smoking, honestly. People have to want to change in order to go through with these things. You can do as many trends as you want, but if you don't have the will or the desire to change, it's not going to happen. You can commit to doing this, what is it, 75 hard dicks?
Yeah, basically.
You can commit to doing this program for those 75 days, but at the end of it, like, did you do it just to say that you did the 75 days? Absolutely, which is why you fucking ballooned that. You didn't do it for the right reasons. You didn't do it to be hot girl fit. You did it so that you could say that you did it.
Well, that's kind of like trying to be hot girl fit.
That's true. It's just you're doing the hot walk just to say you did it.
Yeah. I think that's the downside of these trends, is that it makes them almost like fads, where it's cool to do it for a little while, and then once it's not cool anymore, no one does it.
Right. That's like swapping coffee for green powder, like matcha.
No.
I wouldn't. Matcha is disgusting.
I've had one or two matcha things that were good. The one that we got from, hate that I'm even saying this, from Starbucks, the Wicked one.
Alpha Bo one.
Yeah, that one was good. Even though I don't support them right now because they bad.
Yeah, no. I tried not
to support people that put mold in their frigging tea.
I like coffee and I'm sticking to it, honestly.
I'll stick with the coffee. Oh, what about the people who drink like the mushroom stuff now instead of coffee?
Okay, let me talk to you about that, because I recently heard about that at the place that I work, because people are drinking it. And I asked another instructor that I work with if she tried it. And she's like, oh yeah, I tried it. She's like, it's good. And I said, but are you addicted to caffeine like most fitness people are? And she goes, yes, and it does nothing for me. So I don't understand, like, there's no caffeine in it, it's just mushrooms.
Yeah.
Makes no sense.
So I had a friend who was told that they needed to cut back on caffeine because I don't remember what the issue was, but they thought there was something that they needed to cut back on caffeine for. So they were switching over to it. And I want to say that they lasted like a day or two and they were back to drinking coffee. And now they are definitely addicted to caffeine like you're talking about. So if that's the case, then I can understand why he did that.
Yeah. Again, it's a trend, and it's like people follow it for however long they can follow it, and then they just fall off.
Honestly, if you really feel the need to consume mushroom tea, there are plenty of other fucking hallucinogenics that you can go suck on in the woods.
Well, I don't think
just go out there.
I don't think it's.
That's what somebody asked me about that coffee too. They were like, "Are they hallucinogenic mushrooms?" I'm like, "I'm a nutrition coach. I don't fucking know about no mushroom coffee."
No, there's not hallucinogens in it. The only delusion is you thinking it's going to make you feel better. So go out into the woods and find the reddest or most colorful mushroom, because that's usually the one. And just like suck on it.
Please do not take any advice from Peter from this episode. We do not need a lawsuit.
Then you can get your mushroom coffee for free. Get your mushroom coffee for free if you're going out in the woods and just picking them.
Jeez.
I didn't say to pick them. I said to lick them.
Lick them. Well, pick them, lick them, whatever.
It's just a fad, like, for people to say that they sucked on mushroom water.
Yeah, it's true.
Mushroom.
Why would you do that? Oh, I replaced my coffee with this mushroom frigging sludge that I'm drinking. Just like the people that drink that mud water. The mud water one.
No, that I think that's what I was. I mean, I think that's the stuff that we're talking about, isn't it? It's one of the versions of it.
I think so. Also, mud water is what people create, like white people create after eating Mexican. That's mud water.
That's disgusting.
Not this white person.
No, you had to be a special kind of white person to create that.
White people.
One
I really hate
put
when people say
seasoning on their food. About.
When they go to Taco Bell, they say they go to Taco Bell and it gave them the runs. Like, I hate when people say that. I really do.
That's like the
drink your mud water.
The Selena Spooky Boot video I sent today, where she says advice for Pride Month: don't run with scissors, and don't scissor with the runs.
Oh my god! Ew.
Oh. That's great. I like it. I like it.
That, you know what that just made me think of? That made me think of the movie Hall Pass, where she's like, goes back to the hotel room to hook up with him, and then she shits all over the wall.
Oh, shit, all over these walls, right?
She's like, shoot.
Is that the one where she sneezed?
Now. Shits all over the bathroom.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
It's that, like that scene from Not Another Teen Movie, the one where she like falls through the floor and the shit sprays all over the classroom.
When they're in like the vents watching her pee, and then she starts pooping.
Yeah. And they fall through and she farts and she's like, excuse me. Like, bitch, you just painted your entire classroom and you're saying excuse me about the fart.
Well, that's what, maybe she was saying excuse me at the intrusion, like, oh, sorry, I just fell in here with all this shit.
You guys really need to stop talking about shit. It's very it's very unbecoming.
It's very problematic.
It just comes up.
Oh my god.
If it comes up, that's a problem. It should go down.
Oh man.
Sick people.
Just, you know, I'm not even gonna say what I'm thinking. Too much.
Hot water.
I just,
that's what I'm thinking about.
How are you? Well, I don't even have words. No more shit talk.
I mean, shit talk, but not shit talk. You know what I mean?
Not scissoring and shitting. No.
That's not for anyone. No one wants. Well, I mean, someone might want that, but not us. None of us. No.
Is that called a mudslide?
Have you heard about that, though? That people like when they're during sex, somebody shits on their chest?
Yeah. Yeah, people are into that.
Oh, no, I'm kidding. It's one of those. Fetishes.
Have you ever seen, what is it, movie Foo 43, something like that, Peter?
Oh, yeah, the one with Anna Faris and Halle Berry and stuff.
Yeah, it's a movie that's like created of a bunch of shorts or different movie ideas, something along those lines. And one of them is about this girl who wants her boyfriend to poop on her, as she says it. When he says shit on her, she's like, you don't shit on me. I want you to poop on me. You shit on a whore.
I don't want you to do that. What the fuck?
Something like that.
Paint me like one of your French girls.
The smell.
Yeah. Ugh. Especially after he ate 5 burritos.
Yeah, I was going to say the premise of that one is he ate a whole bunch of burritos to be able to do this. And then he took laxatives. And then he said something about being ready to shit on her, and she got upset, and he couldn't hold it in. And
she, like, wanted a foreplay with him, and he was like, can you just sit still and let me take a shit on you? Yeah. And then she, like, runs out of the house, and he chases her and gets hit by a car, and there's shit all over the street and on the car windshield. And then she comes running over, and she's like, is all of this for me?
Yeah.
Ew.
That's literally how it goes down.
Ugh. I'm completely disgusted.
You're the one who brought it to mud water.
Well, I'm just saying.
Well,
we need to cut this entire part out because Mom's going to talk about how much we talked about shit again.
Well, I think that we are getting pretty close to the end. So do you guys, like, do you have anything that you want to bring up, mention? I know that we want to give a shout out to Nova Scotia. We see you.
Yep.
We appreciate you listening, and we hope that you continue to listen. Follow us on socials, interact with us, let us know if there's anything that you want to hear. Like I said, we really appreciate the support.
Yeah, just reach out. We wanted to give a shout out to you. caught up on all 20 episodes in the matter of like 5 days. So we appreciate your support. It was awesome to see. It's awesome to see a province that you don't normally get recognition from. But yeah, reach out to us. That was amazing. It was nice to see.
That's pretty badass. I didn't realize they listened to all of them already.
Yeah. And shout out to the UK as well. They've been keeping up with us right along. We got listeners in Ireland and a lot in London and Scotland. So it's awesome. Yes. We'd love to hear from you.
We have some in the Philippines, in Japan, I believe.
Reach out. We'll have some fun. Maybe you'll start visiting your country.
Interact with us. We want to hear from you. We want to know what topics you want to hear about, anything you're interested in us discussing and possibly spiraling on.
Yeah. And let us
know. We'll try very hard to stop talking about shit.
Yeah. And I was going to say, let us know what's going on in it, where you are. And we can always, you know, do a little comparison on what you've told us and what we're seeing over here and, you know, just kind of make it a conversation.
Yeah. Last thing I'll say is it's a shit storm over here.
Oh, always.
Yes. I wasn't talking about in our state. I was talking about in our country.
Well,
it's just a random orange turd storm.
I thought you were talking about the podcast.
I thought you were creating a metaphor there. you legitimately.
No, I was just being literal. It's hurricane with a side of orange turd.
What can you do?
Well, with that being said, whether you're walking for clarity, chaos, or just because your therapist said so, remember, you don't have to slay your way through internalized misogyny alone. Take the walk, drop the guilt, and maybe ditch the matching set if it's squeezing your soul. Catch you next time, Chaos Crew.
Bye. Bye.
Hey, thanks for listening to Apocalypse and Avocados. If you laughed, cringed, or yelled same at any point, do us a favor. Hit follow or subscribe on your favorite podcast app so you never have to miss an episode. If you really want to make our day, share this episode with a friend, or three, who needs some chaos and avocado energy in their life. Don't forget to follow us on socials for behind-the-scenes rants, memes, and questionable life advice. You'll find us everywhere at Apocalypse and Avocados. Seriously, your support keeps us going and might even save us from being replaced by podcasting robots. Thank you for listening, and we'll catch you next time.